You will hear a talk about the development of cinematography. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 3. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 3 and complete the table. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
Right, if everyone's here, what I'd like to do in this first session of the Film Studies module is to take a brief look at the development of cinematography and pick out a few landmarks along the way, okay? Now, the history of moving pictures begins with the camera, obviously. And the history of the camera goes way back to the 11th century, and something called the camera obscura, which was used in Arabia for observing solar eclipses. Over the centuries, the camera obscura principle was developed into a tool for drawing. But this had serious limitations as a camera, because there was no way of actually fixing the image. Then, from the 17th century, we have the so-called magic lantern, which is really the forerunner of today's film projector. This began life as a way of showing scientific pictures, but because it could tell a story, the magic lantern became most widely used for the purposes of entertainment. And in the 19th century, some very elaborate and expensive models were developed. The first instrument which showed naturally moving pictures was the so-called kinetoscope, nicknamed the peephole machine, and this was patented by Thomas Edison in 1894. The disadvantage with this was that the film could only be seen by one person at a time. So although it was a great step forward, the kinetoscope never achieved great popularity.
Now look at questions 4 to 10. Listen carefully and answer questions 4 to 10.
And then, around the year 1895, we reach the beginning of cinematography proper. It was in that year that the Lumiere brothers showed off the world's first projection system to an audience in Paris. Incidentally, the film they screened with the new system showed a train approaching a station, and apparently it was so realistic that some of the audience ran out of the building in terror. All the same, the movies had been born. As time went on, directors experimented with different kinds of film. One of the biggest successes of the early years was also the first Western film ever made. This was a film called The Great Train Robbery, shot in 1903, and it paved the way for the careers of the great cowboy heroes, like John Wayne. As you know, the early films were silent and usually accompanied by piano music. There were a few short experimental sound films during the early 20s, but it wasn't until 1927 that the first full-length sound film was produced. This was the famous The Jazz Singer, starring Al Jolson. At first, the film industry saw sound in films as just a gimmick which wouldn't last, but The Jazz Singer was so successful, they had to think again. The final piece of the jigsaw was the arrival of Technicolor. This was first seen in a cartoon made by Disney in 1932. However, color movies were expensive and difficult to produce, and it was 30 years or so before they completely replaced black and white. Now, a word about the studios. The American film industry originally grew up on the East Coast, in New York and Philadelphia. But filmmakers needed more reliable weather And in 1910, many of them headed west for California. Now, why California? Well, apart from all year-round sunshine, they found plenty of cheap land available where they could create studios and build houses. Another attraction was the low wages for all the various workers they needed to make films. And California also offered incredibly varied landscapes for every type of movie. So directors and film stars poured into the little town of Hollywood, and the population expanded by an incredible 700% in just 10 years. And in no time at all, the name Hollywood meant just one thing, movies.